Hello.
Hi, Ofer. It's Tina from Local Splash. I think we got cut off when she tried to transfer the call.
Oh.
No,
I did not hear you. Look, okay. Now I find your phone number. You know, I had to go Google your company, and I'm lucky that I remembered the company name. Yeah, because I was driving last time when I was talking to you. That's why. And now I found your names here. No, there's a little notebook here. Found it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Do you have any other number, you know, like direct number or something?
Yes. Yes, it's 877.
Yeah.
You have something to write with? I can give it to you. 877-635.
635.
Uh-huh, and then 6225.
Yeah, that's what I have. Okay.
Extension,
give me a second. Tina, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, give me a second, Tina. Second.
No problem.
Okay, he hang up. I don't care. 777-777.
Yep. Okay. So when you call that number, it's voice activated. So it'll say for this department, press this, for that department, press that. But if you just say transfer to Tina or just put in 777, then it'll ring back to my desk.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Now I want to go online.
Mm-hmm.
And show me a couple of things, you know. Show me how that things work, because I'm really confused
about
what you guys are doing. I want you on two things. One is the Google Local.
Yes.
And the second one, the PPC. But the PPC, I know you guys have to be on top of it, because I'm following it. On the Google Local, I'm not sure there is a lot to do. It's run by Google, you know. It just you understand what I'm saying?
Right, exactly. And it's run by Google, but Google doesn't do search engine optimization. So that's what you always have to either hire an on-site marketing person or work with one of the channel partners to do that. So in order to... So, for instance, if you put into Google plumber near me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what you're going to see is there's going to be a couple of the sponsored ads at the top. Below that, mm-hmm. you'll see the map of businesses that have a corresponding position on the map. And that is what we're talking about when we say the local first page placement. You'll show on the maps. And the benefit of being on the first page in the maps is that it's unlimited clicks. In that section, the more people that click on you, the stronger your relevancy becomes and the better results that you'll get. So in the PPC, as you know, it's a pay-per-click program. So when your budget for the day runs out, then you rotate off the page. You're not there 24 hours, right? Plus, the Google Local in the maps, it's the highest revenue generating section online, because the difference you can see is that in the sponsored ads or the pay-per-click, usually all they are is a tagline and a link to a website. There isn't any information whether those businesses are local or credible or not. But then when you go down to where the map section is, you can see the businesses are linked, the phone numbers available on a click-to-call feature, reviews are posted and they become visible every time they come in.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's content on those Google pages, such as pictures and images and things like that. So there's a lot more credibility that's promoted in that section. Which is why most people will hire from that local map optimization. Does that clarify for you a little bit better than what you were thinking?
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah, I don't really want to know about your what are you guys doing. I want to see results, because mm-hmm. I'm working and I don't have time. See, I can put my hands at work, but, you know, I cannot split myself, you know, in the office and at work. So what I'm saying is I'm looking for somebody to do all the work for me and get paid for it, of course, and the most important thing, that's you're going to be happy and I'm going to be happy.
Of course. Yes. Well, that's why we're in business, and we've serviced over 48,000 active clients all over United States and Canada, is because business owners, they don't have the time to do this. And even if you did have the time, you'd be spending a lot more money in your time spent trying to, you know, be stuck in an office somewhere doing the programming, mm-hmm. you know, to try to even achieve that placement, right? So with this, mm-hmm. we handle all of that for you. And I believe what we discussed last time was doing that package, but also transferring the Google Verified or the Google Guaranteed Lead program over to us. Remember, because I told you the transfer fee was $250, but you said that was too high. So I got an override to do that Labor Day special
where
they would just charge the $150. And then after that, you just pay per lead. So that's a lot better than the PPC, because a pay per click, you're paying for the click, whether it's a potential client or not. Right? But with the pay per lead, you're only paying if it's a valid lead. So that's a much better program for you. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, of course. It's better program for everybody. Now, let me ask you this. You're saying paying per lead. You know, tell me a little bit more about what you meant here, you know, paying per lead.
So with the pay-per-lead program, it's called Google Guaranteed, right? Or it's Google is just changing it now in a couple of weeks to call Google Verified. And what it means is that it's an exclusive lead program. So if you've tried those typical lead programs in the past, those you have to pay for the lead, whether it turns, you know, in out being a valid business or not, plus they sell it to you and to everybody else out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it. Google is not interested in selling multiple businesses leads, right? So if you get a lead through the Google Guaranteed program, it only comes to you. So you have a higher chance of converting it. And then our Google Guaranteed or Google Verified department, if you will, monitors it, and they make sure that you're only getting charged for the leads if they're valid. So if someone calls you and they want a service that you don't offer, or they're outside of your service area, or they're calling for another reason, then you're not getting charged for it. You're only getting charged if it's a valid client that's looking for your service.
Okay. And how much average lead, you know, with Google?
$73.33 is the average. Yeah, that's the average. But what we always say is, you know, if you wanted to, since, you know, you want to make sure that you get the most bang for your buck and that you can absorb that lead fee into whatever job it is. So if you wanted to, we can focus on higher end jobs for the Google Verified leads. And then for the ones that come to you from the local map section, you can kind of target everything. Because you don't want somebody calling from Google Verified that says, hey, you know, I have a leak in my faucet. Can you come put a new washer on for me? Right?
Then, of course. Then I'm going to lose money. Then 100% losing money.
Exactly. But if they say, hey, I need a new water heater, do you do tankless water heaters? Or, hey,
we need to do some
repiping. We found out that our pipes are old and we have to update it. So we can focus on the keywords in the Google Verified section only for the higher end jobs.
Yeah. Okay.
And then, you know, that's why we were talking about doing this bundle. You know, if you do.
I understand. I understand that. I understand that. Mm-hmm. But tell me how I'm paying you. The $150, okay? Now, let's say Okay, first, you know, let's talk about the 150, and then I will ask another question. But answer that for me, please.
So when you pay the 150, I set an onboarding appointment for the Google Verified department to call you and go over all of the information needed to transfer your Google Guaranteed campaign over to us. Once that's successfully done, we'll call you and say, okay, we want to, because you said you already passed the background check, right?
Everything, yeah. It's alive. It's live already.
Exactly. So once that's all transferred to us, we'll call you and say we want to activate the budget, which equals 13 leads within the month, or $956. Now, you don't have to take 13 leads every month. You take as little or as many as you want, and then
this is not important. How many leads? I'm going to think about it. But what is it? I mean, you're telling me that I have to pay Google, upfront, pay and then wait, for the leads, or because I understand it's like every Friday or it's not even every Friday. They're giving you a budget, and then if you reach that budget, they're going to charge my bank account automatically.
We do it a little bit different, where we call you and get approval to do the activation budget, and then that activation budget works like an escrow account. So let's say that you tell us, okay, I don't want to pay any more money for leads until I use the full $956, right? So you might not get charged for the next 2 months or 3 months, depending on how many leads you're taking, right?
Yeah,
but what most people do, rather than letting that whole budget exhaust, is they just pay for the leads that they're taking. So let's say that you took on 4 leads. The next month, you would pay for the 4 leads that you took to kind of replenish that bucket. So you can do it that way, where you're having more consistent charges, but they're lower. Or you can do it where you're like, hey, I don't want to get charged until the full 956 is used, and then you can call me and we can, talk about doing another activation budget.
Yeah. So why is it, I'm paying prepaid and Google not asking prepaid? They asking something else. They have, how you call it? I forgot. It's I have to go in. It's a number and they're telling you, okay, when I'm reaching that number, I'm going to go to your bank and take your money. It doesn't really matter how many days is it. I'm sorry. But if we're not going to reach that number, so it's going to be the end of the month. That's what I understand from Google. I'm reading here the old notes, but now you're telling me no. We're working different than Google. I want your money.
With Google, you're still going to have to pay up front, because Google can't run leads for you if you haven't paid them to run leads for you. So they're still going to collect an activation budget up front. But what I'm saying is you can do it where you add more into it when it's exhausted, or you can do it where you're just paying for smaller increments the leads that you're taking. But yeah, Google,
okay,
I mean, they're not going to start a pay-per-click campaign or a Google Verified campaign unless they have an activation budget. That's going to be the same for sure.
Okay. What's the $150 then? I'm really confused with that $150.
That's for the transfer.
You're telling me
You already passed the background check, right? So we would have to, rather than create a new Google Guaranteed campaign, which would be a duplicate, we would just have you transfer the one that you've already gotten approved over to us, so that we can run the leads on it.
Okay, I understand. But are you telling me $150, that's one-time payment for transfer the account.
Yes.
Mama, for transferring the account, I mean, I don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, I don't, okay, all right. Let's talk about this later because it's, well, everything is ready. I mean, all you have to do to give me your emails and I'm going to edit and the account and you're going to be on the account. You can go in and out and I can handle the whole thing. That's really not a big deal. Okay. We'll talk about that $150. You think this is one-time fee. That's one-time payment.
Yes.
How are you making your money?
The $956 activation budget has our management fee included in it, which is 25%, which is below industry standard. Industry standard management fee is 35% to run a Google Growing Feed. We charge 25%.
Yeah. You're giving me the information and you know, something, you know, here and here and here. That's why I'm really confused. Every time, you know, I'm hearing something else. And, okay, I understand about the 150. I want to move forward. Now I've heard something else from you. Now I heard another fees, $960.
Well, I just, I told you that the first time.
Oh, no, it's okay, it's okay.
Now that's,
I understand. Okay.
Budget. Remember, that's the same. It's not an, it's not another, it's not like $956 and then another $956 for our management fee. That would be crazy, right? So the $956 that we would call you to collect once the transfer is complete, that's for your 13 leads within the month. That already includes the management fee. So that's the hard cost other than the $150 that you would pay.
No.
And then other than that $956 includes 13 leads.
No. Okay.
Where am I losing you? I can tell I'm confusing.
No. If I'm going to ask the questions, then I'm going to understand better.
Okay. Please do.
Now, you're telling me you have to pay me $960. The $960 will cover 13 leads per month.
Correct. Yeah,
Okay, hold on. Now let me make the calculation here. 960 divide. No, what I'm doing here. 960 divide. So each lead gonna cost me $74.
Correct.
Now, how much? From the $74, how much goes to Google and how much goes to you?
Let me see, because I think the cost before the management fee is about $55. So I think that would be what, like $19? Something like
that? Hold on.
$19 would go to us.
Yeah, no. Let me put the numbers. I'm not that smart, you understand? You know, I have to write everything. Okay. Google is 55 and your share is $19, yes?
If I'm doing my math correctly, so 55 plus 19. Yeah, 74. So it's actually a little bit under that because it would be 73.33 per lead. Basically, and then so it'd be probably like $18 and some change.
Okay. I start to understand. So basically, the $19, that's where you're making your money. If I'm going to raise the budget, if I'm going to ask for more, then we're going to have more leads. Now, let's say I pay you $960. The end of the month, I got less than 13, what's going to happen?
Then you would either not pay for more leads until you do get to that 13, or we can charge you for the leads that you took. So let's say you only took 10 leads, right? So we could call you and say, hey, do you want to replenish the bucket and, you know, pay for the 10 leads that you took, and then you still have 13 to your credit?
Fantastic.
Or do you want to wait for the next three to run out, and then we'll charge you the whole amount again? Most people like it to have just smaller increments, you know, rather than having, you know, a big $956 bill, you know, every couple months. They like to have, you know, smaller.
No, but you could do it either way. I don't want to call you, you know, it's a pleasure talking to you, of course.
We would call you and we would ask you, like, hey, your activation budget ran out. Do you, you know, we're calling to, you know, do another 956. Do you want to do that today?
Yeah.
Do you want to set it up for a different day? You know, do you want to use a different billing message? So we would be the ones contacting you to let you know that it's time to replenish that bucket.
I rather to go with a little bit more than 13. And, you know, if Google not going to supply that many of leads, then we're going to take that balance, and I'm going to add more money to that balance for the next month. Okay, that's okay. This is not important. Now I'm starting understanding everything. Now I understand. Okay.
Yep.
Now, I'm going to put you on my account, but I'm still gonna be able to open the account and see what's going on with Google. I don't want to go through your website, or tell me maybe this is better for me to go through your website. But I want to still be able to open the account in Google and see what's going on.
So that's not going to change. You're still going to be able to open the account in Google and see what's going on, because you're the owner of it. You're just transferring it to us so we can manage it for you and run leads, right? But that account belongs to you and it belongs to your business. So you're still going to have access to go onto Google and see what's going on. But our dashboard will give you some added insight, you know, that you'll be able to see on the leads that are coming in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. So let's talk about the $150. It's really not a big deal, but I don't think and I should pay any, because you're giving me your email. I'm adding your emails here. Boom, you are on it. I mean, you don't have to do anything.
Are you sure this has a Google verified account and not, or a Google guaranteed and not a, just a pay-per-click, like a Google Ads account?
I have both the account. I have both accounts.
Yeah, both. Okay. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Google, the PPC, it's either you're going to show me how to freeze it for now, or I'm not going to have any budget on it. So, for now, if you guys can take care of the Google Ads, Google Guarantee, of course you're doing this, you know, that's why we are talking right now. That's okay. We'll ask the, what about the $150? It's, you know, I don't want to feel like, what is it? I mean, why I have to pay? I'm paying, you know, $19, and then I'm taking, you know, like at least, you know, 30 a month. So see how much money you can make out of this. Why I'm paying $150 and I can handle the whole thing? You just give me the emails you want. I'm gonna add you up, and that's it. You you're going to be on my account.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know what the process is, if it's that simple to just add an email or if there's more to it, because we use third-party companies like Pinkerton and Evident ID when an account is transferred, just to make sure that the background check has all been, you know, approved. So I don't think it's just that easy as just, you know, adding us on an email. But
it's approved. Yeah, I'm on air now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on air with Google. I just received one lead from them. It's I'm on air. You know.
Okay,
it's,
you're already
it's not
approved.
Like yeah, everything is approved. We are behind this. That's it. I have account. It's an active account. It's everything is fine. I have the Visa on it. Everything is on it. Now I have to, I don't know what to do with the Visa on files, you know, with Google, because now you guys going to take the payments. It's okay. It's technical issues. I don't want to talk about those technical things. Let's talk about the money. What you can do about the $150? Because it's not like, because I think everything is ready. I mean, you don't have to go anywhere. I mean, everything is ready. Everything is set up. Everything is great. And we are ready to go.
Okay. So, what I would say is, we don't even have the 150 rate available anymore. I had to get an override to do that, right? But if you're wanting to do that Google Verified package with the leads and then also bundle it with the local map optimization, I could possibly get that reduced for you down to just $99. So the reason being
okay.
is that on a local map
yeah,
optimization
yeah.
account with the,
yeah.
you know, that,
yeah.
so if you do that, I can definitely, you know, explain the situation to my director, because usually for that bundle, the setup fee is $99. So I could explain it to him and say, look, he's wanting to do this and he wants to do it with the Google Verified, and can't I just bundle the whole setup fee into that $99? I'm sure that I could get that approved. And then in that case, the monthly fee would be $199 if you just did the programming for the local map section of Google with the directories and the optimization.
Again, you know, it's, if I'm not going to ask the question, I'm sorry, you know, I told you, you think that I, you know so much about Google. And, no, I don't. And
okay.
that's why I have to stop you. Let me ask you the question, then I will understand. I understand, you know, these things here.
Yes.
Now you're talking about the map. Now, when you're talking about the map is connected, you know, with Google Guarantee. Isn't it? Or I'm wrong.
No, you're wrong. Every business can go and get a Google Verified profile on their
yes,
own.
Yes, that's
and
correct.
You don't have to pay a company to do it.
That's
but
correct.
Yeah. It will never wind up on the first page just in and of itself. You know, as you know, there's tens and thousands of plumbers within Los Angeles and the surrounding area. So that's not just
mm-hmm.
magically going to show on the first page, because you're doing Google Guaranteed and you have a Google listing, right?
Yes.
So that listing takes hundreds of hours of programming in order to get it on the first page. So that's what you're paying us for, not to have a listing created. You've already done that, right? You don't have to hire a company. It's to do the programming on it to get it on the first page of the search results, so now it can bring you, you know, some paying clients that are looking for you, you know, because when someone types in plumber near me, if they don't see you in the Google Guaranteed section, they're going to keep scrolling and go to the maps. So we want to make sure that you can be found there as well. You know what I mean?
Okay. Let me ask you a question. Let's say I'm Googling a company, let's say a plumber near me, and my name's, my company is on the top. Is that going to cost me money with Google? Google will ask money for it, or this is like organic?
You mean if you Google your company name?
No. Google company, if I'm Google my company, of course, you know, I'm going to pop up first. But,
exactly.
You know, I'm saying, you know, plumber near me.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really matter, you know, what city I am. Google plumber near me. And boom, my company showed up, you know, on the first page, you know, right on the top. Does that mean
so, yes.
I have to pay Google?
Yes, yes. In two different scenarios, either you have to pay Google or you have to pay the company that's doing the programming for it. But it also depends on where you're doing that search. So let's say that your business is located on Martha Street in Los Angeles, but you're doing that search from Laguna Hills or Laguna Beach, plumber near me, right?
Yeah.
Right?
It's not gonna
You won't be found on the maps in that Laguna area because your business is located in Los Angeles. So in that scenario, you'd have to do the PPC ads or the Google Verified because we can run those leads wherever you want. Okay?
Yes.
But for the local map optimization, if someone says plumber near me and they're in Los Angeles or one of the immediate surrounding areas, then that would all be covered in the pricing of the programming that you pay us, $199 a month for just that, or $299 if you bundle it with the Facebook ads. So that doesn't matter if you got, you know, 5 clicks from that section or 50 clicks from that section. It's all covered under that same flat rate.
Mm-hmm. So let's break the pricing, okay? We said $199. What is it for?
That's for the transfer fee for the Google Verified program to run the leads. And the other program is so that people can find you on the first page organically when they're searching for your service.
Well, you know, I was ready, you know, to pay now, but, you know, I'm asking questions and I'm getting, you know, even more
confused. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm trying to make it clear, but.
I
always think that I'm really simple, but I think I'm maybe I'm not.
No, it's not okay. It's not you. It's me. I'm not that intelligent, you know. Okay.
No, you are. Don't say that.
Yeah. Let's make it very simple. Okay.
Okay.
Tell me each price. Tell me each price. What is it for? So I'm gonna have a notes here. So I'm gonna leave it here. And then the future, if I'm not going to like it, I'm just going to remove this. So I have to make sure where is that money go, because on the futures, you know, when I'm leaving notes, you know, on each leads to see if I got anything, if I won anything from each payment. So let's start, you know, with the $199. What's the $199 for? Explain what is
can
it
you,
for.
Can you do me a favor? This might help you.
Yes.
Go into your email.
Mm-hmm.
I sent you an email on Monday, and this has everything broken down for you. So, if you go into
all
your
right.
email, you can search, local slash, dash ideal package, right?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me go on Google and I'll follow it first. Here, not this one. I mean, this one here. I have too many emails here. Let's close this one. Okay, now It comes under what?
It's under local splash, local splash, and then dash ideal package.
Ideal package? Yeah, I found it.
Good. Okay. And when you open that, I had sent you a link that day to the bad reviews I found for 360. That's the first thing. But if you bypass that and keep going, you'll see a price breakdown of everything that we discussed. So.
Okay, fantastic. Now let me see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Base product setup fee, that's the one that's typically $99 if you bundle it together with this Google Verified, but I got that waived for you. But I also got the Google Verified transfer fee reduced to $150 because typically it's $250, okay? But the other charges, it shows you on the top, it shows you that that's your hard cost to get started if you want a bundle, okay? I might be able to get that verified transfer fee down to $99. So if I got an approval to do that, you would just pay $398 today, okay? Then if you go down to the next box, this is your ongoing month-to-month subscription. If you want to be in the first page of the Google Maps and have the Facebook ads, the call tracking, the website, the directory listings, the whole nine yards. And if you don't need a website, that's okay. This is if it's needed. And then if you go down to the additional cost, that's where we talk about the activation budget and the cost per lead.
Yeah, the cost per lead is 33. That's including the fee for Google. So Google is that's I understand perfectly. The one above it, it said Google Verified Local Ads Monthly Minimum Budget.
Mm-hmm.
So the budget here, the $956, you want that fee. Just to operate, that's included.
See how it also says varies? Ask your representative for details. So it's a minimum monthly budget, but it varies based on the amount of leads that you take because that 956 includes 13 leads. So that's why it says varies.
I understand perfectly that thing. Yeah.
Okay.
So let me write in the notes here. So we're going to start from the bottom because we are here. I understand that. I don't need notes here. I'm going to go to the second box, the middle box, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Monthly post ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
It's here, the first one, local map program and maintenance. I still does not understand that. You asking $200, that's monthly, that's every month.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not telling me what I'm getting here for that $199. What I'm getting for that $199.
That's so that people can find you organically on the first page in Los Angeles and some of the immediate surrounding areas when they're looking for your services without knowing your business name. Because like you said, if they know your business name, then, you know, that's not going to benefit you.
Mm-hmm.
So if they put in plumbing, air meter, recycling, water heater, keywords. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I understand. Now, there is any warranty, how many leads I'm going to receive, you know, through Google Map, you know, the organic one. I mean, what about if I'm not receiving anything? Well, what is it, money back to me? It's the money is gone, you know. I have to know all those answers, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, Google doesn't allow any of its channel partners or premier partners to use the word guarantee. There isn't a money back guarantee when it comes to online advertising because this is a program where we take the reins and we do all of the work in order to get you there. But you have to be able to pick up the phone and answer the calls and capture that business. You know what I mean? So that's why they don't offer, you know, guarantees or anything like that, because, you know, there's a lot of business owners out there, believe it or not, that I'll call out to them because we need to do an update on something, and I'll get like a mailbox that's full or a mailbox that's not set up. And it always makes me cringe because I'm like, why would you pay a company money to get your business on the first page and potentially get new client calls? And then when a new client tries to call you, they can't even reach you. That's a missed opportunity, right? So there's no way to leverage that. But what I can tell you is, because 9 out of 10 consumers will hire off the first page, the statistic is actually 87%. So I'm rounding up, right? 87% of consumers will hire off the first page, and yet less than 1% will click to page 2. And that tells me that we're in an instant gratification type of a world, right? People do a search. They see the companies coming up, are local and credible, and they hire one. It's as simple as that. And when you consider that our bread and butter is that local map optimization client, we've serviced over 48,000 active clients, right, that continue to renew with us month after month after month after month. So they're not renewing because they have to, right? Nobody signed a contract or anything like that. They're renewing because the program is working and it's profitable.
No, yes. I don't need that much information.
Analogy,
you know,
yeah.
It's, you know, you're a salesperson, you know, you're trying to sell things, you know, it's like, I'm not, you understand, it's, for me, it's, I will wait, you know, like a decent time to see if it's worth or not, you know. But in the meantime, I don't want to pay for something and I'm not sure. Now, just, you know, let's keep it simple and short. With the $199, how many leads or how many telephone calls do you think I can receive?
It's hard to say. It's very simple.
Go ahead.
Okay. So as I do a query on your specific area, because you're in such a highly competitive area for what you do, there is a high search volume. 2,812 searches done in the last 30 days in your area under the keywords mm-hmm. that relate to plumber. Okay. So what that tells me is that there is a book of business that's slipping through your fingers right now if you're not capturing that, right? And this program will fix that. Now, I can't tell you, oh, try the program and 2,812 clients will come flooding in, because there's other companies on the first page, right? But mm-hmm. I can tell you that even a percentage of this coming to you directly is going to be life-changing for you and life-changing for your business, right? So it's going to vary. You know, some months it might be that there's 1,500 searches. Other months there's 2,008. So it's varying based on each population density of the area, the keyword coverage.
What about first month passed, second month passed, no phone calls coming, you know, through Google Map, or I'm trying to search for the local plumbers and I'm not going to find it. What's that? Money is gone.
So the only way that would happen is if you were unresponsive to us. Because remember, we're going to do all of the work.
No, please. Just answer the question. You know, too much information really is killing me.
Okay.
Just telling me what happened. Don't tell me if this and that. No, you're not, just try to be very simple. What happened?
So then you would just cancel that portion of the program. There isn't a money back guarantee on it.
Okay, and there is no money back guarantee, and then you're telling me there is, I cannot even tell you how many phone calls. Okay, I understand. No, you don't have to comment on it. Now, there is some place I can see how many phone calls I had through the Google Map.
Absolutely. Yeah, we provide
a tracking. That's it. Let's move forward. What about Facebook?
Same things. That dashboard tracks the Facebook ads results and the Google Maps ads results. So you'll have access to everything through that client dashboard, including the keywords that you're coming up for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The reason I'm asking those questions is I want to see in real times, you know, let's say 1, 2, 3 months, I want to see what happened. If nothing happened, or, you know, if I'm receiving 5 leads, you know, and I pay $300, so it's not free. It's not organic. Now I'm paying money and a lot of money, and it's not worth it, so close it. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm just trying to see if I'm going to be able to control all this. Okay. Now I understand the $299. I understand that. And I understand, you know, the other portion. Let me see the first one here. Local mock-up programming and maintenance. This is on the third one. Why you write this twice? Well, you see, $199, the second paragraph, you know, on the first box, in the first paragraph on the second box is the same thing, no?
Yes, so that's just showing you that ongoing service, month to month.
It's
so they
take
that same programming each month. It's not like it's a one-time thing where they can just set it up and they're done.
Yes.
Each day, Google changes the algorithm, so they're constantly doing that for you, doing the programming to keep you on the first page. And then each month, if you do the Facebook ads, we send $100 to Facebook to run those ads for you. So that's why it's just showing that's the ongoing cost.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I believe I just confused between the first box and the second box because it's showing the same thing. So why are they showing it twice? It's really, I don't understand. Okay, on the first tier.
It's showing that it's ongoing. So let's say that I go to the gym and I meet with a trainer and he says, Tina, on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I want you to do these exercises, and he writes it all down. And then I get a report of the whole plan that, okay, this is what we did initially. We talked to Tina about doing these exercises Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And then on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I might be getting a notification like, oh, this is the same thing that we already did. Why is he sending that to me? Well, it's because that's an ongoing process. I can't do those exercises and meet with a trainer and then become Marilyn Monroe overnight, you know? I have to do it continually, you know? So that's all it's showing you, because if you see above that box, it says monthly costs ongoing. So that's the ongoing, that programming that needs to be done in order to keep that service active for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if I'm going to take all those options, how much I have to pay today?
I'll get an override to reduce your transfer fee to $98 or $99. So you would just pay $398 today, and then you would pay the $299 monthly.
Uh-huh.
So I'll save you actually like $150 off the regular, because the regular transfer fee is $250, but we would do it for just $99. You wanna do it like that?
I'm trying to see if you see the $150. It said Google verified local ads. There's no verified. Everything has been verified. So this is, I think, should be out.
Well, no, the reason we put Google Verified there is Google is changing the name from Google Guaranteed to Google Verified. That's the name of the program. So it doesn't matter if you've passed the background check or not. Everyone, it's going to say Google Verified there because that's the name of the program. If we put Google Guaranteed there, we can put Google Guaranteed there so you know what it is, but Google's changing the name in October, so
I know,
we want to
know,
make sure
I know,
we're on top of it. Yes.
I understand, you know. I still don't think that's decent here. No. It's because, look, I'm telling you, let me have your emails, I will do everything for you. No worries. And then you're going to find out and you log into my account. I will do the whole thing. You don't have to do nothing. And as you know, the payment is huge now. It's like $299 plus, you know, the $956. And the $956, it's like I'm paying it, you know, like prepaid, you know. It's there's no platform that's working, you know, prepaid. No platform, even not Google. Even if you go to Yelp, if you go to Angie, if you go to all the big platform, no prepaid. Everybody, most of them is on Friday. Google telling you once a month, but if you gonna reach the threshold, you know, then you're gonna take the money automatically, you know, from that's from you. Why?
I just sent you a text because I want you to one thing that you're not seeing here, Ofer, is that if you open that link that I sent you, it's going to take you to a page that says take control of your online presence. This is our pricing packages for that local map optimization with the Facebook ads. Now, the first set where it says premier SEO packages, that's the one bundled with the PPC. You don't need that. Okay. You go to the second set, which says platinum SEO packages. You need the platinum package here, but you're not paying $5.99 monthly for it plus a $2.99 setup fee. When you called in originally, I gave you a reduced rate for that package, which was $299 with a $99 setup fee, okay? When you started asking me about the Google Guaranteed program and you told me you were already approved and how much would it be to transfer it, that's where I went in and I got that $99 setup fee that was already reduced from $299. I got that waived for you. And you have that.
No, I have to stop you. No. Please, you're giving me too much information. This is, I cannot take all this. No,
okay.
No, it's better if you just saying one words on, you know, try not to, you know,
overload.
Then it's no make sense, you know. I'm not gonna understand. And,
okay.
And this one here,
I
will read it. Yeah, I will read it. Yeah.
The first item on the, not on that text, but on the email that I sent you,
you
said the second box was confusing, but look at the first box where it says base product setup fee, one time non-refundable. See how it says zero waived.
Yeah.
So that's supposed to be on your reduced rate, an extra $99 on top of the $150 reduced rate. But I got that waived for you. So if you want to do the transfer, but you think that fee is too high, there's no way that they're going to say that I can do anything less than $99, which is your original setup fee. So in other words, they can give you the transfer fee for free in essence, but they still have to, in that aspect, charge the $99 for the setup fee. So it's it, either way, it would be $99, even if All right.
Let's move forward. Yeah, it's okay. I understand. You said, okay. It's okay. $100, so that's going to be $400. Now, the second box, I'm going to eliminate it. I don't even want to think about the second box. Because the second box and the first box is the same thing. It's just, you know, why is it more money? Because here you have the $150. That's it. It's the same thing. The same words, the same class. So correct me if I'm wrong, I can eliminate the second box. It says here monthly, first month charge, and then it says monthly. Let me read it. You know, it said here first month charge at setup. That's including the setup, and this is monthly cost ongoing. So let me see if I'm correct. You know, the first box is just telling me that's how much you have to pay for the first month. That's including the setup fee. $100. That's $150 here, but we're going to reduce it to $100. Now, the second box is saying here, okay, Ophir, that's going to be the package. That's how much you have to pay us every month, regardless if you're going to have leads or not. From the Google Map, this is nothing to do with us. You know, we're trying to work and getting you a leads from Google Map and Facebook. I understand. So I'm going, you know, to the first box, the last box here. Last box here, it says you have to pay us $956. That will include guarantee 13 leads. Now, maybe you're not going to have 13 leads because the area it's very busy area, and there's a lot of plumber here. Maybe you're not going to get 13. Maybe you're going to get 10. So you're telling me each lead costs $14. So now, if I got only 10, I have $32 on my account. That's how much is left, you know, after the payments that I did. And now I have the choice to put $920. That's going to be equal to $956. Or put more or put less. Oh, let me see if I'm getting that right. There is no less than 956. I can increase it. I cannot decrease it. I cannot go low than 956. I cannot tell you, okay, I need only, this month I need only 7 leads. So let's go half of the 956. I can do it or I cannot.
You can do that, because remember, our department's going to be communicating with you. So if you say that, only the activation budget the first time is $956, right? But I had that happen yesterday. That's how I know the person's activation budget was over 1,000, and they said that they wanted to do half of it. So they had made an agreement with them that, you know, since initially they had paid us the full activation budget, they made an agreement to send them less leads, okay, but do a smaller budget. No. Like, so you can't set that up.
Who wants to go less lead with you?
I'm sorry that I asked
that question. It's not relevant. You know, I just want to know some information.
It's just
for the information. What do you mean less? I mean, you know, I'm going to have argue with you a lot when I'm going to ask, you know, for more lead. That's the thing. To have less leads, that's stupidity. Go ahead and go to find some work somewhere else. Okay. All right.
I agree.
Okay. All right. Now I'm paying. The second is nothing. The first box is what I have to load. Because the first box, all those numbers here, that's including the first month plus the $100 for the verification, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the second is just telling me how much, you know, next month will be. Because the first box, you know, I'm paying the first month plus the Google verification.
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying too, Ofer. I think that if they revise this email, because this is a template that they give us, but they should revise it and just take that second box off. They could just put monthly costs ongoing $299
yes.
right there and just delete the whole box.
Course.
You know, why have
and
you're right.
And see on the first box, you know what it said total? It said first
yeah.
month. So why are you giving me that things here? I mean, you could go with the first box, and when they say 150, which we're going to reduce it to 100, it
yes.
should say one-time fee. Yeah, that's it. Well, it's confusing.
Yeah,
and then,
exactly. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I'm going to see if they can help me out. I'll talk to that department about revising this whole template. I mean, maybe that's
okay.
something that's going to help us a lot in our future. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, they type it out this way thinking that it makes sense. Mm-hmm. But I think what you said makes more sense, you know?
Yeah. 256, yeah, 256 mm-hmm. and 400 dollars. So how much I have to pay you today?
$398, and if you like, I have everything set up already from last time that we talked, so I could just go straight into the billing and put in like a debit or credit card, and then I could go create the onboarding appointment for later today, where they'll call you to go over transferring and also your keywords, your service area, linking your website mm-hmm. and getting you placed.
Okay, now questions.
Mm-hmm.
The $956, it's a prepaid and I have to pay it now, or I have to pay it after we set up, you know, all the account first?
After we set up. So typically they say they'll collect that 4 to 8 weeks out. But in your case, it's going to be whenever that transfer is completed. So let's say that they complete the transfer by next week, Wednesday. They might even do it sooner. Then we'll call you and we'll say the transfer is complete. Do you want to start the 956 today or do you want to wait till next week? So it's not going to just automatically.
I want to wait until Monday, but you can take the payment today. I don't care. It's fine.
Okay.
You
well,
can
then
take
I'll
the payment
them.
Today, and then we can start on Monday. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So, okay, let's go then. So is it the 12641 Martha Street for the billing address as well, or is that just for the business? Is there like a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
It's the same thing.
Same. Okay. And then how does your name read on that card? Is it Ofer Agam, or is there a middle name or initial?
No, I'll give you some other card. Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, give me a second. Let me look for the, Why I have all the time issues, you know, with my wallet, for God's sake.
You sound like my daughter. She can never find her wallet, never find her card. It's the funniest thing. And then she'll find it when she's not looking for it, you know?
Yeah, she is like me then.
Yep. You know, the bank started charging her $5 every time she lost her debit card because it was happening so often. You know, she'd, oh, I can't. And then after she'd find it, like, oh, well, never mind, I don't need a new debit card anymore, you know?
Yeah. Wow. What is she? Let me share. What is she looking at last night? I know I saw it someplace here. I damn it. What? That's not here. It's not here. That's not here. Give me a second. You know what? I don't want to let you wait. Oh, I know where is it. I found it.
Okay.
But I do have the pictures of the, so. No, I found it.
Okay, good. Yeah, I know how that goes. So, just whenever you're ready, tell me how does the name appear on that card?
Okay, it's Menashe Agam on the card.
Spell Menashe, please.
It's M-E-N-A-S-H-E.
Perfect. And then Agam is
A-G-A-M.
A-G-A-M. Okay, good. I got that. And then you said it's the same billing address, so then go ahead with the card number when you're ready.
Okay. I'm ready now. Let me get the... Here. Oh, okay. 4259-07-20-59-52-3554.
Expiration?
0929.
And the code?
141.
141. Okay. So now, I'm going to do a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'm going to create that onboarding appointment for my technician to call you later. Some of this is a little repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat your business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay, but you have to correct that 150. Don't forget.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I already got an override. So on my screen right now, it's showing that that's already reduced to 99. So, and that's what your voice recording is going to reflect and in your terms and conditions. So you're not going to see the 150 charge. You're only going to see the $99 charge. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So this says to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Elazar Plumbing.
Thank you. Please state your name and title with the company.
Ophir Agam. And I'm the owner of the business.
Thank you. And then are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, October 24th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 24th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation fee?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then that $956 activation budget, you want us to charge that once the transfer is complete, or you wanted us to charge it today?
You have to repeat it again. I'm sorry.
You said earlier, oh, I want to pay everything today, but we can do the transfer on Monday. So were you wanting to pay the activation fee for the leads today, or pay for it on Monday or Tuesday whenever it gets transferred?
Whatever it gets transferred.
That's what I thought. Okay. Yeah, that's how the way most people do it. Okay. Now, for your onboarding appointment, let me see what's open. Can you do 1 o'clock? Because everything else is triply booked for today, but I might be able to get you in at 1 o'clock if you could do it.
Today?
If not, we'll see what's open on
yeah,
Monday.
Yes, of course.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
I love it. Okay.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do, Ofer, is I'm blocking out a whole hour window from 1 to 2 o'clock today, and that's only in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 1:15. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour. Okay?
No problem.
Okay, excellent. Thank you for being responsive to that. And then lastly, because I got you special pricing that is not available to the general public, I want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature just to grandfather you into this rate and ensure that it never goes up. So did you get a text message from me right now that says thank you for choosing? Okay. So in that text, there's a link that says click here to accept your subscription terms. So when you open that link, it'll take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. And then all you have to do is scroll all the way to the bottom.
But let's mark, you know, the I agree to receive SMS and Tina invitation from. Yeah, you're sending me so many.
I know. Just worry about that one. You don't have to worry about the other invites right now. It's just that one. And then you click that you received notifications via SMS.
Yes.
You know that it's an ongoing charge. You're authorized on this account. And once you select those 3 boxes, put your name in exactly as it appears in the billing, which is the Manesh Agam. And then if it goes through, when you hit confirm signature, it's going
it
to ask
through.
You for – oh, good. Okay. Well, that username and password that it's asking you for – you don't need that right now, but that's a good sign if you see that. That means that it did go through. But that username and password is in your welcome email in case you ever want to refer back to it, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So other than that, you are all good to go until 1 o'clock when my technician calls you. So welcome aboard. I'm so glad that I was finally able to simplify it for you, because I try to keep it simple, and I was hoping I wasn't confusing you. So thank you for being extra patient with me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And, you are the patient one. Yeah.
Oh,
you are with the patient.
Nice. Yeah, you know, my mom is from Copenhagen, Denmark. My dad is from Germany, and my husband is from Samoa. So everyone that's close to me, English is their second language. And I always think, like, I'm so good at explaining things to them. I can keep it very simple. Yeah. But I was getting like, oh, maybe I'm not as good as I think I am.
Listen, how many years you have been here?
I've been here for 14 years. In July, it was my 14-year anniversary. I
so
love
how come you
speak here
fluent English?
How come? Oh no, I've been here my whole life. I was raised here. It was my mom that's from Denmark and my dad's from Germany. I thought you meant how long have I been here at this country?
Oh yeah. I understand.
No, you are like my kids.
Yeah.
Oh, they were raised here?
They're born here. Yeah, but
nice.
Yeah, we born in we are from Israel and we came here. We met each other. We get married and then we had some kids. Yeah.
Oh,
and
I love Israel. You know, I went on a tour there back in 1985. I'm dating how old I am now. Oh no, wait, it was 1988. I went to Israel. And there's something about that land. I fell in love with it. I felt kind of emotional when I had to come home. I don't know why. I never felt that going anywhere else. It was just beautiful.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I think
sweet land. There's so much going on over there right now, and it's just terrible, you know? So.
It feels terrible. Yes. Really. Yeah. It is. Yeah. It's really bad.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't recognize it if I went back today. Yeah, but yeah, that's great that you're. So, did you teach your kids another language, or was since they were raised here, you just taught them English?
I send them, to private school, so they both speak fluent Hebrew.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Really?
Yeah. Why? So your wife speaks Hebrew too, right?
Yeah, she's Israeli too. Yeah.
Okay.
She's not my wife. We're divorced.
Oh, but when they were, okay. Cause that's what I was thinking. My mom and dad, they didn't speak the same language. So they just decided to teach my brother and I English. And I think it was such a crime. I wish they would have said, let's focus on German or let's
Absolutely.
Focus on Danish, but they just
Absolutely.
Said, oh, we have different languages. We'll just teach them English. And once you're grown, it's hard to learn another language. You know that.
Oh, 100%. Yes.
100%.
Look at me. Wow. Look at me. I'm here 45 years and I still have some difficulty to speak sometimes, I'm telling you, 45 years and it's not fluent. It's really not fluent.
My dad and my mom are the same way. They have such a strong accent. If you talk to them, you would think that they just got here from Europe, but they've been here over 40 years too. So it's the same thing. I think that happens because you learn English as an adult, because now the kids in Israel that are learning English, I think that they speak fluently because they're learning it younger.
Yes,
when you learn it
younger.
Older, it's harder to be, it's so much harder to be fluent in it, and the accent, you'd never lose it. But I like that. I think you can use that to your advantage. My dad has been a very successful manufacturer's rep, and he travels the country and he works for all these different lines. And he says that his accent helps him because when he goes in to meet with a client, they have to pay more attention to him because he has his accent, and he thinks it works to his advantage that he has it. So, but I have much love for the Israeli people. So you've been floating in the Dead Sea and you've done all that fun stuff.
Of course,
when you were young, huh?
Of course.
Oh,
yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. What are you doing when I'm young? I'm going to Israel, once a year. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, there's a reporter that's called Dan Cohen. His family goes to our church. So him and his family, they live in Israel, but they come over all the time because he's a reporter. And, sometimes he'll give us the scary stories, the sirens are going off. We have to get in our bomb shelter now. And I'm like, oh, it's so sad that they have to live like that,
Sometimes it's like that.
Yeah. Right. Yep. And you're God's chosen people, so you have to respect that. I love it.
So I am. Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Tell me, what state are you in now? I mean,
I'm in California. You're not too. I grew up in Chicago.
I asked you that yesterday. Yes, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, but we're in Orange County. We're in a city called Fountain Valley, which is right next to Huntington.
I know where is Fountain Valley. Oh, you are from Fountain Valley.
I always tell people Huntington Beach because most people don't know what Fountain Valley is. They think it's out in the Inland Empire or something, but I'm always like, Valley is like a couple of 20 minutes from Disneyland, like 4 miles from the beach. It's not up in the, like Fernando Valley or something, you know?
It's a nice area.
I love it. We came here, me and my family from Chicago in 1987, and I said I'm never going back to Chicago again after I saw how beautiful and there's so much craziness going on in our state, but I'm like, I love the state too much than to go elsewhere. I love it here.
Yes, I mean, here it's, you know, my daughter, she just finished now. She just graduated, you know, from, Columbia University. Thank you.
Wow.
So the last 2 years, I've been so many times, you know, to, New York. I never been in New York. I've been here like 40 years. I never been in New York. You know, when she went, you know, to school, so I had to go to visit to see how she's doing, you know, to see if she set up, you know, her apartment okay and everything is fine. And I fall in love, you know, with New York. I love New York. But, you know, I'm not going to live there. No, I like here, and here it's more quiet. Here it's the weather is fantastic. You know, for my age, it's fantastic.
My husband, because he's Polynesian, he was born in Samoa but raised in Hawaii. So every time we go to Hawaii to visit his family, I feel the same way. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love it. I have a great time.
Yeah.
But
I
want to
go back home.
I don't want to live there. I want to live here in California because I get, it's just too small. I feel like I get claustrophobic over there. I like being here in California, you know?
And here it's really beautiful here.
You can't complain. The weather, but also there's so much to do. You know, sometimes we come up to LA and we do like a Dancing with the Stars performance taping or you know, the Price is Right, or sometimes you want to go to the beach or you want to go up to the mountains, and it's just there's so much like fun entertainment around here that, you know, you can't really get that elsewhere. I go to other states and it's just quiet at night and I'm like, well, where's the main street where everybody hangs out? And they're like, we don't have one, you know. I know in New York they do. Your daughter probably saw plenty of that, huh?
yes, you do. Yeah.
How does she feel? Does she want to come back to California or does she like it?
No. She's driving me nuts. Now it's a lot easier because, you know, when she starts, I had to pay, you know, the school and I have to pay, you know, her rent and, because you can let her start, you know, working. And so, and the 2 years, she's driving me nuts, you know. It's like, the school is, how much was the school? Like $68,000 a year. But she but she not, we're not paying $68,000. Of course not, you know.
Yeah,
she have, what is it? Those big company giving her, you know, money just to support her. And,
she got a scholarship from a big company.
Well, the first year we didn't know, where to apply. She didn't know where to apply. So we paid like $34,000. And then the second year, we paid like 19,000. So that was okay. But yeah, the rent was bad. The rent, that was the killer. The rent was another like 1800 because she had another roommate, so 18 and 18, like 3600. And then food and this and that, you know, it's approximately like $5,000-$6,000, a month, you know, that's what's killer. But now, she's, graduate and she starts working now and, she's, you know, she's doing well. She's doing okay. She's doing okay.
Good.
Yeah.
And
she's doing like 110 or 100.
She's still there or she's here in California now where she's working?
No, she's still there. You know, I'm begging her, begging her to come and live. You know, we have a beautiful house, big house, huge.
Yeah.
So why you are there, you know? And she have a bedroom, you know, it's like a master bedroom. She have walk-in closet. She have a bathroom. She have huge room. I mean, why you want to be there? Because I like it. She said, well, I like it here. That's it.
Wow.
So I don't think she's planning. Yeah. I don't think she's planning, you know, to come here soon. And, her brother, you know, by the way, it's, my name is not Ophir. My name is, Menashe.
Yeah, I figured from the billing. Yeah, I figured that was your legal name, right? Ophir? Hello? I don't know if you hit mute. I can't hear you. Can you hear me?